The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth on a Thursday morning here on a little overcast. A beautiful day yesterday. Maybe we'll have a beautiful day today, and maybe the rain will skip us this weekend. But I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with a room full of great folks. To my left, Ronnie Martin is the Director of Freedom Center. Straight ahead of me is Dr. Phil, who keeps us in trouble. In line, I mean. Cleavy White is sitting to my right. And then Bobby Capps is over here with his slumping Padres shirt on and wearing it today. Says he's going to wear it till we break out of the street.
Yep. Lost 5 games in a row. Last night, 14-0. It was horrible, miserable to watch. And I have decided that my wearing of their gear
will turn it around eventually.
Well, I'm sure that's what Manny Machado was thinking today, that they needed. I was just pulling up to stands, and I didn't know where they was at in the standings, Bobby.
They just dropped to third in the division, so. And they're 2.5 behind the Diablo, the Devils team.
Well, they still,
the Dodgers.
Yeah, 2.5.
Oh, yeah, they're not far back.
And my beloved Yankees won on a walk-off last night, so big game for them. But no, we're here today. Our mission is to bring hope. That's the title of our show. That's our mission each day, whether it's Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, the Freedom Center, or Bobby, if we're talking baseball, we still want to have hope about it.
Yeah.
And so Ronnie, a lot of things going on at the Freedom Center. Big day yesterday.
Yep.
Tell us all about yesterday and give us an update about the Freedom Center.
So, yeah, Tommy, so yesterday was a huge day. You know, that's what I strive to do, is see these guys grow closer to the Lord. But Nick Lewis wanted to be baptized yesterday evening over at Goat Island, so we were able to do that. Super excited. We've also brought some new guys in this week, some older guys, some more experienced guys, I guess, in. 158 and 138 into the program Monday, so we've got a full house. That puts us at 13. So
13. We built at the house 12.
Yeah.
So we got 13 guys there. But Nick's about to graduate. He'll graduate June the 5th.
Yeah.
And it was a big time, Bobby. Me and you was able to be there and just to be part of it. I don't know how many times we've been to Goat Island to baptize folks, but that's kind of our baptism location. And it's pretty neat there, out there in the nature, yeah, and just do it there in the river.
Yeah, it is really. It's a beautiful spot, and it's a time for us to be able out in the middle of, you know, it's quiet out there, and it's peaceful and beautiful, and it's just a time for us to get around with the guys and enjoy the Lord and be able to say out loud, you know, what he's done for us and to hear Nick's story. I mean, Nick's a real quiet guy and but the Lord's really touched him. He wasn't raised in a very spiritual environment at all. And so, you know, the things that God's been doing in his heart and mind and helping him understand what it is to have his hope in the Lord is a big deal. And so we're
thankful. Well, his wife and kids will be able to be there with us and stuff. And Bobby, one of the things that a big shout out to Goat Island, they allow us to use that pavilion. They always block it off for us when we need it, and And we made it a big kind of a special afternoon. We had pizza and drinks there, and invited Nick's wife and kids to be there, and our family was there. So it was a special afternoon. Then
a couple of our alumni showed up. That was fun.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah. And then we went to Grace Chapel where Kirby spoke. So we had a big afternoon and things like that. But listen, just because we're full at the Freedom Center don't mean we don't want to help you. We work every day getting folks in a program somewhere, whether it's God's House of Hope, Home of Grace, Nashville Rescue Mission, Transformation Ranch, Chase House. There's programs, Teen Challenge programs. There's programs all over that we're connected to that will help you. So go to our webpage. CarandFreedomCenter.com, fill out the application, and Ronnie will get with you. That is for the men. If it's a lady, we'll still direct you. We still got outlets and things. Actually got one of our brothers that's our team member. His sister is looking for help right now, so they're working on that. So it's always something every day where people's needing some hope, and that's what we're here for. CarandFreedomCenter.com. So, Bobby, it's been a rough week. I don't know. A tough week. I'll say that week. That way is I lost my brother Saturday night. And, you know, we have a memorial table set up at the center. And two of them is my family. Bronson died almost a year ago. Just a few weeks from now, it'd be a year. Or is it 2 years?
Two years.
And then Randy now. So that memorial table is pretty, pretty hard. And it's a reminder that this stuff we do every day is life and death.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that today. We've got a big fish fry coming up Saturday, Ronnie, that's going to benefit the new campus at the Freedom Center. They're going to be serving fish from 10:30 to about 3. They got 400 pounds of fish to cook.
Where are they going to post it up at? Where's this?
It's going to be at Living Free Ministries.
At Living Free,
yeah,
okay,
there
good.
Behind Magnolia Funeral Home. They're going to start serving fish around 10:30. They've got white beans and hush puppies, too. Sandy Mitchell's famous white beans and Big Mama's white beans out of Kasu. They're going to be selling white beans and hush puppies. Dude and his gang's going to be selling fish, french fries, slaw, and hush puppies. A big shout out to the Pit Stop. They donated 2 tubs of slaw this morning.
Wow, cool.
So I'm thankful for them, and some other restaurants is helping on slaw.
Don't forget the desserts. Now they have desserts.
Desserts, of course, by
homemade desserts.
Ronnie's going to be talking about desserts and drinks, and you can eat there. We got Living Free set up where you could eat there, or you can take it home. But they're going to start serving about 10:30, and all that proceed that happens that day will benefit the new campus. We are knocking that debt down. As of today, it's about $122,000
left to pay on it.
Yeah,
yep.
We started at 321.
Yep,
we're at 122,000, and soon as we get that knocked out, we're going to start a cleanup project there. I actually talked to Tyler Pittman yesterday about getting ready to start cleaning up and hauling dirt and things like that. So you know it's moving. $122,000 gets it paid, and this Saturday, the fish fry, all the benefits, everything proceeds that comes out of that will go to that. Also, they're having an auction starting at 3. They'll have some items there to auction off that day, but one of the things that is new to me, I don't know if it's new to anybody else, my daughter, I took the auction and turned it into an online auction, started yesterday. You can join that by the Freedom Center Online Auction. Is that what it's called, Ronnie?
Yeah, help us with that, because I tried to figure it out last night, and I'm too simple. I'm, make it country for me.
I'm not that I'm not that familiar with it myself. But
Olivia, call in.
I think it's the Freedom Center online auction. Join it. It's Freedom a public Center. Group.
It's on the Freedom Center website.
No. Go to the social media, Facebook.
Oh, on social media.
Yeah, Facebook. On the Freedom Center online auction. It's an open public thing. So they've already got probably 40 items listed on there, some really nice items, watches, jewelry, bows, some nice art painting from some local people. So they're going to run that online auction until 2:59 Saturday. At 2:59 Saturday, that auction ends. They're going to total up that money, and that money will go to the Freedom Center that day. And then at 3 o'clock, they're going to have an auction there at Living Free for the stuff that's left and the stuff that we have collected for it. So, to say all that, it's a big weekend. We got a lot of stuff going on. I'd like to talk about the Alumni Day that's coming up June the 19th, but we'll get with that starting next week.
That's right.
Okay, so search the Freedom Center online auction on your Facebook and then join it.
Yeah.
And I just did it. And as dumb as I am, I actually pulled it off. And so
Not only join it, get your debit card out and start bidding.
There you go.
Or your checkbook or cash.
And that. Yep.
Start bidding. And so you got all day today, all day tomorrow, and then Saturday until 2:59 p.m. And Olivia will end it. Clevia is showing me a really nice watch on there now.
Donated by Little's Jewelry.
Yeah. It's a $600 watch. I think that bid is like at $200 right now.
Yeah, and guess who that is? Your son-in-law.
It's $225. Kirby Dixon. So, but you can go on there and help out the Freedom Center by buying some of that. They got gift certificates on there, watches. They've got a lot of stuff already listed. Thank you to the community that's donated all that stuff to the people that has just helped us out. Guys, we're gonna have a hard program today. We're going to be talking about addiction, death, and how do we continue to move on. And we're going to get to that in our second and third segment. Before we do that, I want to give you some phone numbers. Text line only today, 662-603-9829. If you want to comment about the show, if you want to donate some money for the Freedom Center's fish fry this week, we had a lady that donated $10,000. So we're already $10,000. And, my understanding, we're fixing to be at a couple local churches that's fixing to give us some good money, too. So that debt's fixing to be below 100.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fixing to be below 100. By next week, we'll give you an update where that debt is. That debt could be at $75,000 next week. So that's where we're hoping. But we're excited about that. A text line only, 662-603-9829. Let me give a big shout out to all of our radio sponsors. I tell you what, dude, why don't we take a break and we'll come back. And I'm going to give you the radio sponsors when we come back. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome back to our show. We're in the second segment. It's we're excited about some things that's going on. Our fish fry that's led by Dude Conway and that group, Sandy Mitchell, and their whole gang. It's a big gang of folks that do it. They've been doing this for about 10 years. They've helped a lot of families. Sandy said they may have raised close to $500,000 by cooking fish.
Wow.
Over them 10 years for people. So that's huge. We have a fish fry there Saturday at Living Free Ministries to benefit the Freedom Center. And we're going to be selling fish, but also an auction. But this year we've got something. I mean, it's new to them. It's new to me. We got an online auction running. You just seen it. Tell us what's on it.
I didn't realize what all we had, but yeah, we've got Milwaukee tools, Milwaukee shop lights, batteries, looks like a crossbow with tons and tons of gift certificates from Chapman's, I mean, all over. Yeti cups with deer game cams, wireless game cams. I mean, there's tons of stuff on here, Tommy.
Some local artists, drawings. Alicia Dorn has got a colored art thing of Jesus and something on there.
Yeah, that was
there. There's a king size mattress that's valued like a $12.99 on there. There's a lot of stuff on there. So tell them how to go there, Ronnie, one more time.
Go to the Freedom Center online auction on Facebook. Join it, and then you can see all the stuff they have listed, and then you can bid as well.
But yeah, you bid right underneath the picture.
Start bidding.
The Freedom Center online auction on Facebook.
Start running some prices up for us. But look, I want to give a big shout out to all of our radio sponsors before we get into today's show. Carn Mattress Furniture Outlet right there on Highway 72. We've been in business 12 years almost. And listen, we've got the biggest sale that we've ever had starting today. It's going to be a clearance sale that's going to run probably 5 or 6 weeks. I have 300-something mattresses in the building. I've got 130 coming on the trailer tomorrow. I've got to sell. So we're having a clearance sale. It will start tomorrow. You'll see our yellow signs everywhere out there. So why don't you stop by and buy your mattress? Man, it's a great day to buy a mattress. Crosswind Ministries just celebrated 20 years of ministry in Corinth. So we're thankful for them. Wilco Real Estate Group, my wife and Olivia, that whole group. They've got two open houses today going on from this today at lunch. So check them out. Go to their webpage. Go to their social media. Check out their open houses. I think they're giving away $50 at each one. So, hey, check out their open houses today. Gatlin's Pharmacy, Barton, Don, Dorn, We're thankful for them. All your pharmacy needs in Tishomingo County right there in Tishomingo, Mississippi, Gatlin's Pharmacy. The Dinner Bell Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson and her group, we're very thankful for them. You got lunch plates, got steak and fish at night, man. Go by and check them out. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Cavery, man, first-class folks doing first-class things. They handled my brother's service Monday. They handled my brother's family, and I'm telling you, it was just, everything was great. A big shout-out to Jim and Sheila Cavery at Magnolia Funeral Home. Daniel Alter, a good friend, owns the local Subways, a big part of my life. And got three locations here in Corinth, and I'm thankful for Daniel and the local Subways. Nick Bain, Nick's a friend to our ministry, and Nick's a friend to a lot of folks, and he helps our guys, and we're thankful for Nick Bain. Jeff Green at Jail's Barbershop, Cleveland. Reckon how many haircuts he gives the Freedom, sir?
Man, it's a lot. He takes care of us. He keeps us all looking good.
Man, he even shaves Lee Hall's head every week, man. First week, he put that aftershave lotion on it. Lee didn't know what happened to him.
He's going
to
come up out of it.
But Jail's Barbershop right there on Highway 72. Buy your mattress today. Go across the street and get your haircut. And, man, life will be pretty good. Well, Bobby, I want to get back to our memorial table. We mentioned this show. We wanted to talk about addiction, death, and how do we continue to go on, Bobby. And I want you to kind of take the lead there. But it's serious. We've had 69 graduates. Mm-hmm. Nick's fixing to be number 70. We've had 140 guys. More than that now, 142. 142 guys check in our program. 70 of them has graduated, if we count Nick. But out of them 70, 8 of them has passed away that we know about, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's over 10%. So it's hard. But I can talk personally because two of them was, one of them was Bronson and then my brother.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard.
Yep.
But all I know to do is the reason we do it is try to keep any more from being on that table.
Yep. Yeah, and it's personal to me. I lost a sister at 40 years old to addiction. I have a brother who I haven't heard from for 3 years. He was homeless since he was 18 years old, and the odds are that he would be on the table. Have another brother who's just holding on, and he'll be following him soon. And so it's personal to me. My family's been devastated by it. And so I met with wives of one of our guys who is on that table. And one of the things that she asked me was, she just, you know, felt like, you know, like everything we try to do, you know, nothing works, you know, I mean, you know, what was up? And you know, like she just kind of felt like, you know, what more could I have done? You know, how am I, you know, what in the world? And I said, and she goes, she asked me this question, you know, just kind of looked at me and said, how do you deal with it? I mean, like, don't you feel responsible? I mean, like, don't you feel like that? I mean, he came to your program and, you know, and I said, well, let me tell you how I process that. I'm sad. And I suffer when these guys die. We come to love them very much. They're very much a part of our family. But we have learned something. We've learned it the hard way, but it's a profound spiritual truth. Our job is to love the guys, to give them the gospel, and to give it to them undiluted, and to tell them the truth in love, and it's God's job to move on their heart and to open their eyes so that they can see it. And it's their job to respond to the gospel and to fight this war that is addiction. When the Lord says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we're having a spiritual war, I promise you that those of us who have come through addiction know exactly what that verse means and have felt the weight of it. And I am telling you, he didn't write that for addicts. He wrote that for all of us who are believers. We're in a spiritual war. But I promise you, those of us who are struggling with addiction and recovering from it and learning how to fight those desires off when they come, I feel like we're on the front of the battle with the guns never stopping. And it really feels like a war we're in, that we're in a war zone, that our life is at stake. And that's what we're discovering. Our life's at stake. I mean, these guys' lives are at stake. That table's real guys that we love, that we stood and looked at them while they were in their caskets, you know. And so this isn't a game. It's not a game that plays. Our enemy is out to take away our physical life, to destroy us, and to destroy the things around us. So, you know, our game is serious. You know, this is serious to us. I mean, here, let me say what I mean by serious. I mean, it's grave. So, like, when I send guys off, I don't do it. Tommy does send them off. Ronnie sends them off. We all, Clevy sends them off. And we say, they ring the bell. They're walking with the Lord. They've really found their faith. It's growing. But there is a serious, grave thought that I have when they're leaving. I know that if statistics are right, 93% of them will stumble in the next year. At some point, some version of stumbling. And then, so I also know that means only 7 of them that aren't, and I don't ever think it's one of those guys I'm looking at. You know what I mean? I always think, you know, if this guy makes it a year, I mean, you know, it's but by the grace of God. But even then, I know that these guys that are leaving the Freedom Center are entering a war that they are not aware of. Like when you first go, I've talked to a lot of guys who have been military, you know, guys who've gone to war, and you're just this, you know, naive kid. You know, and suddenly you're in a battlefield where people are trying to, I mean, like, you know, your life is on the line right now. And what happens is when we release these guys, they feel good, they feel confident, but they're fixing to go back into a battlefield. And here's the other subtle thing that's weird about it is they think they know the battlefield because they've been out there before. But they haven't ever tried to fight. But before, they just yielded to it. Before, they were actually on the other side of the enemy's lines. You know, now you're on this side of the enemy's line. And I promise you, you haven't faced what you're fixing to face. And so it's grave. I mean, you know, we're sad and it's grave. But what we're trying to do, and this is why we have talked a lot about, and I don't know if this is appropriate to talk about it, but you know, we've talked a lot about phase one, phase two, phase three. Phase one, I mean, you know, when we've got them in a nice, healthy, you know, safe environment, you know, speaking God's word to them, you know, for 3 months, loving on them and, you know, fussing over them and all this kind of stuff. And then, but phase two is when you actually have to face the world yourself. And then and we're still there, but It ain't the same, not at all, and it's a really difficult thing. And you can talk to guys that have been through our program that have relapsed that are now doing good. You know, I mean, and they'll tell you how hard it was when they got back out. You know what I mean? And you know, Clevy's with us today as an example, and he went through a great program and did awesome, but then he relapsed. You know, and I mean, and he had to get his wheels back under him, and like this stuff don't play, and it can take you out. And so we're aware of that, and we also know Here's another thing, and this we're going to take a break on this on this somber thought. But let me just tell you this: the game has changed. Back when I was, back when I was young, there was powder cocaine, you know, marijuana, alcoholics, you know, and but now, I mean, it's Russian roulette.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally, they put fentanyl on marijuana now. Yeah. I mean, you know, and fentanyl has changed the game where these guys, you go out and, you know, you think you're just smoking a joint or something, and next thing you know, we're doing your funeral. I mean, you know, and they're playing with their lives, and here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. You can say, well, then just don't do it. But the problem is that for those of you who are ignorant of this battle, and I don't mean stupid, I don't mean that you're mean-spirited, I just mean you don't know how this works, is that you haven't felt the fierceness of this battle that these guys go through.
Yeah. Trapped.
And, exactly. And so that's what we deal with, and a lot of the guys lose the battle. And we're thankful, in Randy's case, for instance, and in Tommy's brother's case, that God had saved him. That all happened,
When we come back, I want to talk about the 3 months he was with us.
Yeah,
and a few months before that coming up, and stuff and things. So his daughter and his family is on the way to Germantown. They just texted me and said they was listening to the program and was thankful that we was having this conversation today. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills and what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car and Mattress Furniture Alley right here on Highway 72 in Corinth, Mississippi. Listen, we have the biggest sale ever going on right now. It's the biggest sale we've ever had. Some mattresses is cut $1,000, some over 50% off. Man, we've got over 300 mattresses in stock we need to sell. Remember me, man, you got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment. Again, I want to give you some phone numbers if you want to text a question or comment about today's show, or if you'd like to One more time, Ronnie, tell them about that online auction going on.
It is the Freedom Center online auction on Facebook. Just type in the Freedom Center online auction. It takes you straight to it. Join it. And you start bidding right away.
Yeah, start pulling money out. So that's what it's all about this week. We're trying to get out of debt at the Freedom Center for now. And we encourage you to help us out. Come by and get fish there. Bobby, we're talking about death, addiction, death, family. It's personal to all of us here today. We lost my brother this past Saturday, and we done his service Monday. And 2 years ago, me and you done Bronson's service. Big shout out to my nephew, Tyler, Randy's boy. He done his first service Monday.
And my deal, as soon as I heard that he was going to speak, I'm like, are you kidding me? There ain't no way in the whole wide world. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, and you know, the Lord sustained him, though. He had that one little moment where I was like, good. You know, I mean, I didn't care. I didn't care if he couldn't say another word, you know. I mean, because
I thought he said enough right there.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that, man, the Lord sustained him. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe the Lord would sustain me in those times. But he and I, what I loved about it was that he needed on behalf of his dad and his Lord Jesus that rescued him, he needed to give the hope that's in the gospel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we needed to hear it.
Oh yeah.
I needed to hear the gospel. And
I heard him, my part was easy.
Yeah, sure. And the thing is that because it is, let me say this to you. Our hope is not that these guys are going to be able to stay clean the rest of their lives. My hope's in the gospel. My hope is in the fact that, and I don't know if it's okay for me to share this story, but Randy told me the story about how the Lord saved him. And, you know, I know that, like Tommy had said at his funeral, I knew that he had been around church and people preaching the gospel to him and begging him to come to know Christ, you know, to respond to the gospel and all this kind of stuff. And but when we were together, he told me, he goes, here's what you didn't know. Marta, she said every day she would stick a radio in my room and some preacher would be playing. And that was how she would wake me up every day. And
well, he couldn't hardly get up because of his old legs.
Yeah, I know. But he said she had done this for years.
Oh, yeah.
Like she would, that was her, like her little, you know, whatever. Like she would always have some sermon playing that he had to think about this, that he had to say no to every morning. Think about it that way. You know, and so what happened was, and he goes, man, you know, so like what I'm saying is this dude had heard the gospel preached every morning of his life. You know what I mean? And because of his wife was faithful to make sure she believed that the power of God was in the gospel. You know what I mean? That God would save by the means of the gospel. And of course he was, you know, but what happened was, one morning,
last year. Yeah. In the midst of his mess.
In the midst, yeah. Like
he's laying in that bed.
Yeah, messed up like nobody's business, right?
Yeah.
God shows up in that same gospel, not a different gospel, that same gospel. God opened his heart and opened his ears and opened his eyes and let him see it. Let him see Christ. Let him see. And that was it. God saved him. He said, you know, I sat on the edge of the bed and he goes, you know, I just cried and cried and I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. And it was like, you know, in Isaiah 6, there's a great passage where Isaiah says, you know, and in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And he said, when I saw the Lord, you know, he goes, I just, you know, said, woe is me. You know what I mean? And he just fell apart. And he had that woe is me, like, you know, what in the world's going on? But God was showing him who he was. And God was showing Randy who Randy was. And God was showing Randy who God was. And God was extending, reaching out, and showing him Jesus, and showing him his only hope. And he responded in faith to that. And he believed. What must I do to be saved? Acts 16?
Yeah.
16, believe 30. On the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And in the Lydia story, it's like, but even though she's a God-fearer, until God opens her heart, she can't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so at that day, and so God opened his heart, and he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you think about this. You know, was it God knew that he was weak, and God knew that he was going to stumble, and God knew that he was going to, you know what I mean? And that he wanted him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and then be nurtured and be loved on and hear the gospel and rejoice in Christ Jesus because he was going to be weak and he was going to stumble. Yeah. I mean, you know, and you can like piece it together however you want to, but that's actually what happened.
Yeah. Well, not long after that, sometime in the spring right there, Tyler baptized him over there at the river in Barnesville, not at Goat Island, but Tyler's hole is over at the Barnesville boat ramp, I think. So we've got baptism all up and down the river over there. So he baptized him, and just a month or so later, Randy came in to the Freedom Center. And, you know, for 3 months, we was able to spend that time with him. And he goes to churches. He goes everywhere that goes on. Even went to the gym with Ronnie. I seen that picture.
Yeah.
But look, you know, for 3 months, God gave us Randy in a good, good mind.
And he was also, like, very spiritually, like, supple, if you will. You know, he was growing. And, like, I remember he came into me and I go, you know, we always talk about our bitterness and the people that we have stuff against. And he goes, oh, yeah, I got a couple people I still got to kill. And I was like, when he says stuff like that, it kind of took me back. I go, like, what do you, I mean, you don't mean, oh, no, I'm going to go kill a couple guys. And he was like telling me all this story. And I was like, Randy, you're a Christian. We don't get to do that anymore. you know what I mean? We have to trust the Lord for that. And, you know, like, just to listen to him grow through that, where he was just saying that point blank, like, out of, you know, and like, when I hear, you know, Tommy tell about his story, he's like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and Randy was part of one of the best groups we ever had. We had Randy and Cleavy there, Jeff Green. Yeah. We had Shannon Wilburn.
Johnny Dodson.
Yeah. That was just a really good group of guys that God put there at that time. That was really good.
They were really leaning into their faith. Yeah.
You know, Randy left us. He stayed in touch a little bit, and then he kind of faded out. And we're huge about our plan when you leave. We give you three things that is a must. It ain't no ifs, ands, and buts. You got to find your place in the church. Find your local church. We don't tell you where to go. We'd like to tell you, but we try to find you, let you pick that out. Stay in a support group. Stay involved with Living Free somewhere, some support group. And number three, continue to work on yourself.
Listen, let me say something to you. I'm going to use my war metaphor for you. How many of you would like to go out and face a battalion by yourself? You know, that's not how it works, ever. They don't ever tell somebody to go out and face a battalion by themselves. You know, we go out as a group and we fight the battle together. But in our Western world, I mean, and I want to say this as a little bit of critique, and maybe this will hit some of you. Some of you think that you can do the Christian life without the church. You really do. And it's actually a trend. And like, I'm not picking on you personally if you're listening to me. I'm telling you that this has happened in our world. Our world doesn't think that it needs the troop called the church, the family of God, to make it. And we actually do. And I promise you, your marriage needs it. Your business needs it. Your spiritual health needs it. You need to be in a spiritual family where you're hearing the Word of God preached, where you're sharing with other saints the Lord's Supper and partaking in the body and the blood of Jesus, where you're watching baptisms happen, where you're standing around having spiritual conversations with other brothers who can help you work through things. What we have in our group is we have a brotherhood where we're there for each other, where they're spiritually for each other. We help each other. But I promise you, even what we do doesn't replace the church.
No,
and you need the church. You also need the brotherhood that we have, like a small group, which is kind of particular, if you will, to you and your own maybe particular needs. You know, guys that have gone through the same things that you've gone through or whatever. And you need to do, and the work on yourself that Tommy's talking about, where you have to work on yourself. You can't work on yourself by yourself. That's not how it works. We are too self-deceived. If you ask me, I'm fine, right? If you ask my brothers, they'll go like, yeah, not so much. You know what I mean? A boy needs a little help. You know, and so the thing is, I actually need my brothers in order to work on me, you know, and I need the church in order to be around my brothers, right? And so I can continually hear the word of God, continue to be nourished, continue to grow. And so these are not things that are optional for us, because this is a war that we cannot win by ourselves. And every time a guy gets isolated and picked off by the wolves and isolated from the flock, I promise you he's done for.
Yeah.
And it may just be back in addiction, or maybe we're going to do his funeral, but he's done for.
Yeah. Or prison. Listen, I want to say a big thank you to the community that loved on my family, especially Randy's family, Marta, Taylor, Lakin, Tyler, and Luke, all the grandkids, Magnolia Funeral Home, the community really just stood beside him and walking a journey with him. So I want to say a big thank you for that. We're going to take our last break. We're going to come back with just a few minutes, and Ronnie's going to tell you about the online auction and fish fry one more time.
In Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey guys, we welcome you back to our last segment today. Again, a big thank you to the community, a big thank you to our supporters. We got several texts today. Man, thank you for all the encouragement and things. Again, we just want to tell you again about our Fish Fry that is happening at Living Free Ministries Saturday from 10:30 to about 3. Dude Conway, Sandy Coleman, Mitchell, and that whole group is going to be cooking fish. They've got white beans, hush puppies, french fries, slaw, and things that they're going to be selling fish plates for $10.
And desserts.
And then you get a dessert for $1 and stuff. So it's going to be happening right there at Living Free. All the money goes to the Freedom Center's debt on the land, the new campus that's at Alcorn Central School Road. Man, we'd love to talk to you about it. You want to just come out and meet some of our guys or talk to us about our future plan, or if you even just want to ride out there Saturday, come to get me. We'll be at Living Free Ministries Saturday, starting from 10:30 to 3, selling fish. At 3 o'clock, they're going to have an auction. They're going to have some items there they're going to auction off. But, Ronnie, they've got an online auction going on.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it.
So go to Facebook, just your Facebook app, the Freedom Center Online Auction. Click on that, join it. They've got all kind of different stuff, from gift cards to tools, from Ferrell's, crossbows, hunting stuff, all kind of different stuff. Go on
Fancy there. Watch.
Fancy watch from Littles.
Second Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of stuff on there. Click on there, join it, and you're able to start bidding immediately.
Got a king-size mattress by Capital Bedding.
Recliners.
Recliners, yeah. But from Ashley, I think. But the mattress is Capital Bedding. Retails $12.99. I think that starting bid was $500, so you can go on there. Tell them one more time how it is.
Go to Facebook, the Freedom Center Online Auction. Join it. You can bid immediately.
Any questions, reach out to my daughter.
If you're not Living Free regulars, Living Free's right behind Magnolia Funeral Home there on 72. 10:30 on Saturday, come by and eat. Eat lunch. Don't eat lunch nowhere else. That's where you need to eat lunch, because you can pay for our land.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, tonight at Living Free, we start at 6 o'clock. We got three high school graduates coming that just finished high school, grew up in homes where addiction had overcame the whole household. These three made up their mind they was going to do something different, help from family, help from school and things. They've made it. Some of them was like top in their class. We're going to hear their stories of how addiction, affected their life. Already at, 17, 18-year-old. Daddy's in prison. Mom's been a drug addict. Dad ain't in the picture. You're going to hear stories from 18-year-old kids tonight at Living Free. We're going to have a panel. Everyone's invited to come. You can be there at 6, and then our friends from First Methodist is going to cook hamburgers and hot dogs tonight. They're going to have desserts and Cokes and stuff, too, so... that will be good. Anything else, guys? I'm going to let Bobby read out. We always close out with the book of Jude, verse 24 and 25.
Now to him who is able to keep us from stumbling and to present us blameless before the presence of his own glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and majesty, dominion and authority before all time, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.